Welcome back, everybody. This is a very special episode of Cream Crew. You know why? Because it only contains the funniest two members. The other less funny member is not around this week. So, lucky you, you get double the laughs at a third of the price. How'd you like that?
Yeah, fuck that guy. And that'll be nice. When you reveal what was already obvious to everyone, that it's me and not Hunter that's here.
What's up? It's the fucking boys. It's the OGs. It's the fucking bee's knees. I don't know. It's us. Get used to it. What's been going on in your life, Don?
My dog has a sneeze.
Oh, wow. Kicking it off strong.
Yeah, dude. It turns out, I think he has allergies, yeah. Which is really disappointing. Because he was...
My dog's a fucking beta male, dude.
Literally, it's pretty disappointing. He's like Wonder
my
Boy.
He's a
surrogate for my Chad son that hasn't been born yet, you know? And now come to find out he has... I've never heard of a dog having allergies. And I guess he has allergies. It's like cedar fever or some shit. He's walking around sneezing.
Oh my god, the cedar in the air right now. Jesus Christ. Oh god. Oh,
just fucking giant puffed up eyes.
I know you feel this way too. You felt this way about Cowboy Hank, didn't you? Fucking.
You wanna like play fetch or something? Oh my god, I can't. I just can't.
Goop.
About Cowboy Hank?
His leaking eyes and his dumb crab run.
Oh, yeah.
And how he's just a retard.
Crab run's fucking sick. Okay, all right now. I have a cat who has leaky eyes, so it always looks like he's crying. He does look like an emo. His name is Cowboy Hank or Emo Boy Hank or Retard for short. So, yes, he also maybe has something wrong with him and... The weirdest thing about him, dude, is he is like thrice as long as a cat should be.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a sausage dog. His legs are normal length, but like he is so long. He can't even sit properly. Like his legs have to splay out at a weird angle. Like there's an S curve in him because he's so long.
So what you're saying is there's many things about him that bring you shame.
Yeah, but also I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he's a fucking disgusting little freak.
Not me, dude. I hate Goblin now for having allergies.
Who would like, yeah, but the allergies are gay. Like, crying so you look like a goth cat is kind of rad. You know what I mean? Like, if he's going to have quirks, they should be like funny quirks, not like fucking.
That he always has disgusting, like, goopy mucus tear lines down his fur on his face.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I not a day goes by, I don't see his goopy little eyes and laugh to myself, have a chuckle. Be like, ah, are you sad today, buddy? what's wrong in your life, man?
Can he... At least my... How's his vision? If he's always crying? Like, is he... You think that would tax your tear ducts somehow? Or swell your eyes up?
Don't know. He seems pretty legit.
Well...
Yeah.
One observation I did make is when you got Bucky Beaver, who's like a real... Just specimen of health.
Alpha Giga Chad
cat.
Oh, yeah.
You treat and talk about Cowboy Hank like he is like a black sheep in the family, like he is a disappointment.
Well, that's because he doesn't want to fucking cuddle me, dude. Mm-hmm. He's always crying. I just like the thing about Bucky Beaver is I've never had a cat who wants to spoon, and Bucky Beaver's like, bro, I'm coming up on the couch and we're having a little spoon, and I'm like, okay, I can fuck with that. He won't sit on my lap, but that's fine. I could go with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like, he has, you know how cats don't like you touching their stomach? Bucky Beaver's got no such inhibitions. That young man will just, he's like, yeah, fuck yeah, touch my tummy, touch my chin, whatever you want. I'm like, okay, I vibe with that. But still, I would take Cowboy Hank over a fucking pet. There's,
oh my god, bro, you got any antihistamines? My eyes, Jesus.
Well, I think I might have to actually get him like a Zyrtec prescription.
Do you have an EpiPen?
He's walking around sneezing. It's crazy.
Do you have an EpiPen on you right now? I don't feel so hot.
And I feel like it's my fault somehow. Like, growing up, my entire life, I've never seen, had, or heard of a dog with allergies. And now my first dog, like, the first dog that's really mine, has fucking allergies.
If I had to guess of someone whose dog would have allergies, it's definitely your dog.
Oh, God damn it.
Goblin,
you're letting the team down.
Both of you sitting there with giant fucking puffy eyes. I feel like Americans in general have more allergies. I don't know what that's based on, apart from the fact that I never really even heard of allergies till I came here.
I see that.
The only thing I would say, actually, is in the UK, I remember people having hay fever, which I think is just shorthand for allergies, but it was nowhere near the level of, like, here, everyone's like, oh, my allergies. I mean, it doesn't help that everyone uses it as a fucking cover-up for having COVID, but, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like you people have, whatever, they're spraying on the crops or something.
Well, there's the whole thing in Texas is cedar fever, which I had never heard of, but
fake news, bro. Mm-hmm. Fucking get out of here with that bullshit.
You didn't.
I've got cedar.
You didn't have kids England with, like, fatal peanut butter allergies.
That no. Kind of,
so that's funny. No, I wonder why that is.
That's fucking gay, dude.
I've heard that you get. And why it's funny with me, why I'm allergic to multiple things. You get allergies if you're not, like, outside enough when you're a kid. If you're not exposed to enough stuff. Like, you're a little bubble baby boy your whole life.
I thought you got peanut allergies if you, like, ate peanuts too early or something.
I don't know. I've heard it's because you didn't eat enough mud or something. You have to go outside and eat mud.
Well, I definitely didn't eat enough mud. Fuck. I will say, though, like, well, but you were kind of raised in countryside-ish, maybe kind of.
The thing is, too, I went outside. That, like, I went outside plenty when I was a kid.
Yeah, but, dude, you weren't supposed to live past, like, 12.
It's true. It's true.
You didn't. You've had, like, everything that would have killed you if not for modern medicine.
I got the package deal, and I'm just experiencing the rest of the package that you're not supposed to experience because it hasn't killed me yet.
Yeah, because you're never meant to make it past, yeah. You were supposed to be just like a, you know, semi-sad tale in your parents' lives, but through the miracle of modern medicine, you're still here, like, with giant puffed up eyes with your dog. at least your girl's gonna fucking strengthen your dream pool, bro.
I hope so. Better not fuck it up.
She didn't have, like, any allergies or anything, right?
Her whole family, there's, like, nothing wrong with them.
Yeah,
they've got, like, better than 20/20 vision. It's real.
Yeah, and here you come to fucking pour some oil in it all.
My gypsy faults. Yep.
Yeah, for real. Just fucking a nice. You found a nice pure oasis, and you're just, like, dipping a greasy toe in.
I saw a funny comment on the last episode, and by the way, we still probably read more or less every comment on this stupid podcast, but I saw somebody say that, like, what was it, this podcast is like edging for racists, but you never quite come or something. You never quite get there.
Oh fuck, that's accurate. Oh, but boys, when we get there, it is going to be the biggest fucking coom you ever had. Don't you worry. That's the plus side of it. Yeah, you've been leaking pre-cum for, what, 3 years now or something? But when it finally happens, when the N-word slips out and gets past the censors, you're just going to fucking have the biggest, gooeyest nut of your life.
Well, that was on the one where we talked about the Jew tunnels, and I think we were very charitable. Or not, I shouldn't say charitable, because that implies I'm a racist. An actual racist. She said, we were very fair.
We were pretty good to them. We were fair. Even though they didn't really deserve it.
We were fair and reasonable.
I guess it just shows the spirit of our people, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what can you do? At that point, with the whole Jewish tunnels thing, they kind of did it to themselves with that one.
I wonder if it was COVID. Because you couldn't congregate in New York.
All right, everyone, get your trousers down. We're about to start. All right, no, boys, get a firm grip.
I'm being reasonable and extending a nice. I think that's a nice explanation. You know, they couldn't congregate. They want to go to church for their faith, so they dug rat tunnels.
Well, you know, plenty of other animals dig tunnels. Probably could have chosen a different animal. You know, nice little bunny rabbits dig tunnels. I don't know, dude. Like, no one else dug a tunnel. That's just weird, ultra-religious
that we know nonsense. Of, dude.
That's true.
Or they're just bad at hiding That's tunnels.
True. You're saying that the Jews are the least sneaky of people.
That's right.
This is very progressive.
Yeah, that's right. How are we going to hide this tunnel? No idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Maybe there are tunnels everywhere. We just don't know it. There's a bunch of white trash tunnels under our very floorboards as we speak.
I kind of want a tunnel. Sounds fun.
That suits you.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Goblin. The cedar fever can't get us out here.
That's right. Yeah.
I built a filtration system.
You just accidentally carbon monoxide yourself and your dog. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't mind a little tunnel. It's the kind of thing you dream about as a kid, huh?
Do you feel like you are the man you imagined you'd be when you were a kid? And if not, how do you differ?
I didn't really imagine myself in any way as a kid.
Really?
Like that. I never thought, like, when I grow up, I'm going to be big and strong.
You're such a loser, dude. Everybody thinks that. You're just trying to be cool.
Yeah, I wish I was. I genuinely don't have any memory of being like, when I grow up, I'm going to be fucking awesome.
I don't believe you, because you knew what you wanted to be. You know, you thought you wanted to be like a video
game. What age are we talking here?
Really any age. But even like, I don't know, when you were like 10 or 11, you're probably starting to form the thought, I want to be a video game animator or whatever. Like, that's what you initially wanted, right?
Sure, I guess I wanted to be like a animator.
So you didn't construct, you know, like what you look like and where you live and the rest of it around that dream. Just kind of vaguely.
No.
Huh.
Yeah, don't think so. Listen, even as a kid, I was always incredibly assured of my like superiority to everyone. So I feel like in that sense, you don't need to construct. Yeah, you don't need to construct like an ideal, because you're already like so fucking good. You know, not to say it matches reality or ever matched reality, but if you need an explanation, maybe that's it. But yeah, and maybe I did think about it and I just don't remember it, but I genuinely just have no recollection of ever being like, God, I can't wait to be like fucking yoked with, I don't know, whatever.
What do you mean by whatever?
I don't know, whatever you would like aspire to be. I remember always being like, when I grow up, I want to be able to like not worry about the cost of groceries. That was something I remember.
That's really sad. It's tragic. Damn.
I think I just saw my parents always fucking struggling with that shit. And I was just like, do you know what? I think I will have made it if like the cost of groceries wasn't a factor in my life.
Oh, man.
But I mean, you know.
I mean, no, I feel you. I think I felt a bit of that as well. Like, not as acutely.
But it's, again, like, I was just going to say that. It's not like a woe is me thing. It's not like I ever really went hungry, you know. It's not like I never had dinner.
Yeah, you just saw
pretty,
them.
All things considered, just saw them pretty chill. Stressing. Yeah, just saw them, like, fucking.
Yeah.
Just saw them panicking a little bit.
Yeah.
Just some low-level anxiety about money and shit.
Yeah. I didn't even consider that, but I think that's real. I think that was a thing with me, too.
Whatever, dude. You fucking born with a giant silver spoon up your ass. Don't lie.
No.
You with your fucking rich boy allergies. No. We didn't have time for allergies when I was a kid. Too busy digging fucking tunnels and shit.
It wasn't.
Too busy working in the mines.
It wasn't silver. And I'm trying to think of what a fair.
It was.
Yeah.
It was painted silver.
No, well, that's...
But it was actually nickel.
That's what I mean. I'm trying to figure out what a fair material would be for the spoon up my ass. Like, what the actual material would be.
A nice mahogany.
No. That's like the same kind of fridge, but different.
Metal? Nickel. It's made of nickel. But it was painted silver.
I've got a nickel allergy. Maybe that's where it comes from.
That's true. It fucking got through the membrane in your asshole and straight to your bloodstream.
I want to start wearing cool thumb rings, but they're all made of nickel, and I know they're going to, like, give me hives on my thumbs.
Ew. Man, I remember the thumb ring phase.
Oh, there was never a phase because I never got one. I just been
sad.
Yeah, thinking about it.
I like how this is like a big edgy decision for you.
It's not an edgy decision. I just want my thumbs to break out or turn green.
Oh,
which they
just
will.
Get something nice then, like made of like a real silver or gold or something, and not like piece of shit.
No,
I don't know what to tell you. What's got you hung up on a thumb ring? What's let's break this down. Let's do some psychology here.
I just always thought they were cool, but not like
a defensive.
Not like a refined one. I want like a hammered. Like in my head, it's like a kind of like rough, like brass thumb ring.
I get it. It's
like a little hammer.
It's got like a trillion sides to it because it's been hit.
Not even like you can see the sides either, though. It's a real balance because that also sounds kind of like nerdy and cringe, you know. Or maybe you don't. You wear that Viking bracelet every day, so maybe you're into that.
Into what, cringe?
No, well, all the associated baggage that one might call the hammered thumb ring cringe for. You know, like it's kind of like a fake Renaissance fair Viking aesthetic, you know?
You know, I think you just, it's how everything else ties into it, I think, is what makes something like either super cringe or not cringe. Like, I think that, for example, right, if you had finger tattoos and shit, mm-hmm. I think wearing rings is less cringe because of the presence of finger tattoos.
Yeah, I could see that.
See,
but with your finger tattoos, you need other tattoos too. You can't just have.
Well, exactly, because that would also be cringe.
So,
this is my whole point.
What about this?
Yeah, you gotta.
Can you have a sleeve and rings, or do you have to have tattoos on your hands for the rings to not be cringe?
I think it's a gradient. I think it's better, but you know. I think, yeah. I don't know what it is. It doesn't even really make any logical sense, but I think it's like commitment to it.
Mm.
Commitment to an aesthetic.
So
you know, if you see like a guy who is like, I don't know, let's say you dress like how you dress, like a kind of, you know, nice. I would say, I don't know what the word is, but you just dress kind of like appropriately.
I'll take it. Okay.
You know what I mean? Fucking like youth pastor vibes.
No.
Not too bad. You know, like a nice, you'd wear like a nice cardigan or something.
Saying that about me, dude. It's not true.
I'm sorry.
I don't wear cardigans anymore. You know that.
I'm sorry. Okay, but let's say you did. And then that was the only thing you had. And then you also had one of those dangly, like, Zuma earrings with, like, a feather. Right?
Yeah.
You can see how that is, like, a real issue because of the aesthetic mismatch. But if you were, like, full fucking, you know, Rufio from Hook, just to date myself horrifically for a second.
I'm with you, man. I know what you're talking about.
It's not as bad because, you know, obviously you're not, like, a semi-chubby Latino
man.
Well,
no, but that's not that interesting because that's like way over the line into acceptable. And I don't think it's true to say that it's only acceptable if you're absolutely like, you know, plunged into the thing.
Where's the actual line?
Well, where's the actual line on the gradient where you, you know, decide this is cringe versus not cringe?
Wow, so multifaceted, man. It's also all about personality. All
right, well, with me, because now I feel like when I get these thumb rings finally, you're just going to be judging me. Like, there's youth pastor Don with his weird thumb rings.
There's nothing ever that I won't judge you for.
Obviously, in this capacity. Obviously, right now, you think I'm a really cool guy and not cringe at all. So, in this capacity.
I don't think you're cringe. I just think you could easily step into cringe territory.
Right.
I like and respect your very, like, you know, you're an upright, upstanding man. You don't lie, you fucking eat your veggies, and you wear cardigans. And I respect the hell out of that. You got cardigans. A nice moustache, you have a clean cut, you got your clean cut. It's just, I respect it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's who you are. And I'm not in any way putting myself above any of this, because I am an absolute fucking cringe lord. Like, I'm the definition of a fucking loser, dude. So don't feel bad about any of this. But if, yeah, I guess, you know, if you put on a thumb ring, I think it's fine. But I think it's about, like, if you try and eschew that clean cut persona, which is kind of part of what you are, you're just like a nice, genuine guy, by putting in a Gen Z Zoomer earring and wearing thumb rings all the time. Like, yeah, that would be kind of cringe. But I think a thumb ring's fine.
No feather earring for me. That's a bummer.
I think, yeah, that would be a issue.
Mm. How? What's the minimal amount of alterations I would have to make to acceptably wear thumb rings and have a Motley Crue earring? Like the absolute minimum other alterations.
You'd have to do something kind of fucked up.
Oh, I'd have to, like, commit an act of some kind.
I think so. I think you might have to commit a hate crime.
Okay.
Before I could take your thumb ring and earring seriously.
What kind of hate crime does a guy with a Motley Crue earring commit, though?
Well, no, you commit the hate crime first, and then you're free to wear whatever you want.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, I could also see specific hate crimes preceding the earring, making the earring confusing, you know? Like, you don't seem like
don't firebomb like a Mexican refugee center whilst and then go and put like a Inca earring in your fucking, you're like, yeah, you don't want to do that, but
well, what
I don't know if you well, go
okay,
ahead.
So we're having like a little falcon feather probably precludes me from hate criming Native Americans, right?
No, actually, that would be messed as fuck.
I stole it from
Or you're just rubbing it in their faces. I don't know. I get it. If you falcon attacked a Native American, what's it called?
So with my falcon, I attack them. Yeah, yeah, I feel like
that would
feel
be
like,
really
I feel like that guy's allowed to wear a falcon earring in his ear.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He's not a nice guy, but you're not like, ew, cringe with his earring.
Yeah, you're like, I literally killed like 7 to 15 Native American children on their reservation.
My falcon,
with a falcon,
Melvin, ripped their eyes out and brought them back to me.
Yeah. Then I think you can get away with it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that. That's just my vibe.
No, I think if you were reading about this guy and you saw a photo of him, you wouldn't be like, oh, cringe, he's got a falcon earring. It would be more like, oh, that tracks.
You'd be like,
tracks.
Oh, wow, that's kind of crazy.
That's kind of really cool.
That's kind of awesome. It'd be kind of like, you know, it'd be kind of, you know, like lobster bat, like red coats.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cringe if a Native American, like, wore one of those. But if he wore it to kill, like, you know, lobster backs, that would be kind of metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just all about that,
I see. Yeah, the logic is tracking with the earring.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I think, like, just because you're such, like, a, you know... Like, what? Well, clean cut. You're so clean cut. You'd have to do something to like offset that. To do like jewelry.
Okay, but even then, all right. So imagine someone else that dresses pretty clean cut, and then he commits a horrific hate crime against Native Americans, and then you see his like his court trial or whatever on TV, and he's just sitting there, and for some reason he's not even in a suit. He's just in street clothes. Well, he dresses exactly like me, right? He's wearing, like, his tasteful Bucky's hoodie and his white Calvin Klein sneakers and black joggers. But he has a falcon feather earring. is it still acceptable? I think if anything, you at least like cock your head at that, you know? It's kind
of
like,
yeah, it's, but once, as soon as I learn of his falconry misdeeds, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but aren't you also like kind of disappointed like that he isn't just embodying the persona even more with the rest of his outfit, you know?
Sure, but that's kind of a different discussion, isn't it?
Well, yes, but I think it still orbits the intuition, which is maybe in a similar orbit to calling it cringe, you know? Like, why is that the only alteration to your clothes? Is just the earring?
I think what we're circling on here is about kind of genuineness, you know, like how well is your vibe and aesthetic matching who you are?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's maybe what it comes down to.
Yeah, because your clothes implies so... other things about you, so it's like a contradiction.
Of course. Yeah, and like, yeah, if he was, you know, he had like the falcon earring, he also had like wings, like falcon wings attached to him, and like the ears of
just like
Native
giant
American
bird
children.
Wings in court.
Yeah, yeah, like attached. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for real. Yeah. You know, whatever. He drives a Jeep Cherokee. A fucking
nice.
Fucking badum-tus.
That's hilarious.
Right?
That's fit.
That would be funny, right? You'd kind of, you'd think that guy was hilarious, like... Dude, I noticed what you're doing there, and that's really funny. So, yeah. I think that if he wasn't, you know, with his predations, if he wasn't doing all of that, you would kind of be like, well, dude, you're kind of not, like, living who you are, and that's kind of cringe.
Mm-hmm. So, back to me, you think the only way it would be not cringe for me to dress like I do, but wear an earring, is to commit a hate crime against Native Americans?
Depends what kind of earring.
Right. So, well, for that specific one, that one. But what about just a nice little stud? I thought about that for a while. Getting a...
I think you would maybe look gay.
No, because you put it in your left ear. Right is... What is it? Left is,
oh,
left is right.
That is,
left
yeah.
is right. Right is wrong. Is that offensive to say today? Probably.
I don't know. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah.
I always thought it was lefty loosey, righty tighty.
That's also funny.
Yes.
Although that's... No, that would be the other way, though.
Yeah, it doesn't...
Doesn't really make sense.
Righty loosey, lefty tighty. There you go. I question the motivations of a thumb ring. I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it? Because you're looking at yourself, right? And you're seeing a big thumb ring sized and shaped hole in your heart. And you're thinking, if I just had that thumb ring, some aspect of me that's not being displayed would be better displayed.
Thumb rings.
What is it?
One on each, matching one on each thumb.
Yes. So what is it? What is missing in your picture of yourself, your image of yourself, that makes you think, kind of need a thumb ring?
It's actually less about the aesthetics and more about a ritual that I want to have. I like the idea of putting them on in kind of proxy of a work uniform and then taking them off. It's an idea I've had for a long time, and it'd be kind of like a mental, barrier between work and not work.
Why not a pair of socks?
Because that's not cool. Plus, you have to wear different socks every day.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's... So it doesn't fully sidestep your question, because there definitely is like an aesthetic appeal to wearing two thumb rings versus like clown
shoes.
So
you're serious about the two thumb rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's also really cringe.
Well... Too bad. Someday.
I mean, hey, it's your fucking your life, bro. Mm-hmm. You do you. But two thumb rings for some reason feels
not
worse.
On the same thumb.
Obviously not on the same thumb. Although that would be really funny, and I'd kind of respect it. You're gonna have two watches and two thumb rings at the same time.
The two watches.
What is
two
this
watches,
fucking symmetrical world you're trying to live in?
Two watches is a dead meme. I lost one of my watches.
Okay, but you lost it. You didn't lose the desire to do it.
I guess, yeah. But now I've lost the desire through habit.
The thing of having two thumb rings is that, like, it really begs the question why you have two thumb rings. If you had two thumb rings and other rings on your fingers, then people would just be like, oh, this guy likes rings. But the fact your fingers are bare and you have two thumb rings is like a... Do you know what I mean? It's like, why does he have two fucking thumb rings? What's that about? It's like a public display of neuroses.
Sounds intriguing. I'm mysterious. What a mysterious, interesting guy.
In the way that someone babbling to themselves at 3 a.m. in a Waffle House is mysterious.
No.
Kind of like, why?
Definitely in a fascinating way.
Yeah, maybe.
Not a scary, he's a psycho way.
Obviously, the significance of a ring in terms of your commitment, of your ritual, I understand, because obviously we're raised thinking rings have some kind of, like, you know, a signet ring is a display of power because you would do your envelope with it, or more realistically, a marriage ring, that kind of thing. So I get the ritualistic aspect of it for sure.
What about when I have a wedding ring? So two thumb rings and a wedding ring. Now I'm a guy with lots of rings.
Yeah, but you're not, because it's a wedding ring.
Oh, so you have to have yet another ring for it to look right.
Yeah, but then you've got a ton of rings.
And no tattoos.
Otherwise, you're very clean cut.
Yeah.
Again, it's like a weird fucking, like, okay, so this guy has tons of rings, but otherwise dresses like a Mormon. Like, what? Why?
I think part of it is that they're plain rings, too. They're not, like, crazy rings.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps. It would be worse if you had, like, some of the cool rings I had when I was in fucking secondary school, like full metal, full, like, armor rings that cover your whole finger, like a fucking school shooter loser with my dragon t-shirts and my fucking leather trench coat.
You had, like, the gauntlet glove finger thing?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Tight. You could wear that to school? I thought you had school uniforms.
We did, but, you know.
Oh, you wear them on the weekend?
I'm a fucking rebel, dude. No, I'd wear them at school. Nice. You know, if I'm cool enough to have one of them in the first place, you think I'm going to let teachers tell me no? Hell no, brother.
So what happens?
This fucking eagle flies. What happens with what?
Well, that seems like it breaks the uniform code. What do they say to you?
Oh, no. I mean, realistically, I just put it away during class like a good boy. It comes out at break time and lunch time.
Between classes, slip it on.
Exactly. That's right, ladies. There's implications to this ring. Well, I mean, once again, I don't have room to talk right now. I'm wearing a fucking American flag hat and a fucking Gamersups, like, lavender-colored hoodie with anime girls on the front, so...
I think that's all okay. You're a certain kind of guy.
Am I a certain kind of guy?
I always respected your American hats and your U.S. vet hats and stuff.
My fucking army hat. Yeah, see, I wear that, though, because I think it's funny.
You should definitely get, like a proper, like, veteran hat off of eBay.
Like Desert Storm?
Yeah, like... Korean War.
Dude, I'm too... That would be funny. Yeah. I'm too embarrassed to wear, like, my army hat in public.
Mm.
I'm just like, someone's going to come up to be like, Semper Fi, brother. I know that's like Marines or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, nah.
Quite.
Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis, I believe is the long form. Like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared of being beaten up.
You wouldn't make up a long story.
Take that off. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably be that meme where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And then as you walk past them, you're like fucking like grumbling to yourself about how you'd kick that guy's ass and all the rest of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the first Flash Gets Only episode in a while. So why don't we catch up on Flash Gets related problems?
So how are we doing?
What would you do if we got canceled tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know if I want to fucking lay bare my plans to the people who are going to cancel us.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's a good way to get thwarted.
Oh, then they stop your plan B as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's you gotta fucking dude, you gotta think about this stuff more.
Well, just replace the significant names. I'll know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Who says I'm talking about someone?
Okay, well, how are they gonna thwart you?
They could thwart me depending on, I don't know, all kinds of factors. What's your plan, Don? I don't mind if you're thwarted.
I'm not sure because I think the nature of it is it falls down to the nature of the extent of your cancellation, right? So,
right.
Realistically, I always imagine I could go.
Yeah, wait. What are we getting canceled for here?
I'm not sure. So, if we just had to stop doing YouTube for some reason, I always just imagine I'd like go. Do something similar for someone else, like another animation house or something, you know?
That's a unlikely.
Because, if I was canceled, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be Justin Roiland or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
can't just pick up those pieces sometimes. People, you know,
what are you
they're going to Google you. Like, let's say you get through the interview process and then they Google you. And then, you know, Don Gregor viciously raped and beat a pregnant woman.
Mm.
And therefore he was canceled.
Well, no. It has to be canceled in a way we might actually get canceled. Not canceled because I'm actually a bad person, but because, you know, the world is bad and doesn't want to hear my, you know, casually racist jokes anymore. Not because I'm a bad person. Because the world is bad, you know? So that's different. Like, I think people, you know, the powers that be or whatever, like ultra progressive people or whatever that will cancel you. Yeah, I'm never working for them again, but I guess I like imagine that there's some scenario where you can at worst covertly perform your, you know, world class or top of field skills for somebody because you still have those skills, you know, and maybe they just don't brag about it loudly that it's you at worst. But maybe that's
the problem
is,
bro, we've preemptively cut our lifelines, you know.
Why is that?
We should never have made those big Milka jokes about Abigail Shapiro because now the Daily Wire is totally off. It's totally off for us.
No, you're right.
You can't go running there, you know. Maybe InfoWars will have us.
You don't think Daily Wire will take us? Go make cool right-wing content for them?
No, I think we said too much. I think making a whole cartoon about Ben Shapiro's sister's giant tits has probably severed that one for us.
Well, Ben's just a big old hypocrite.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe become like a... I was going to say like a welder, but I'm not going to, let's be honest.
You'd go into like some kind of physical labor, you think?
I think I'd just kill myself.
You think Justin Roiland will kill himself?
I don't know. Like, are we getting cancelled now or do we have fucking tens of millions of Rick and Morty dollars in the bank? You know what I mean?
That's true. He probably still gets royalties too.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Sure. He's probably got points on merch and shit. Like, yeah.
I think he just does nothing now, though. That's what I mean. It's like, yeah, you don't want to... I just think people in businesses are more cynical than that. You don't want to advertise that you're working with this guy, but he's also like, regardless of what he did allegedly or didn't do at all, he is a genius at that thing, you know? So, with skills at that thing, so he could like consult covertly if he wanted to be a part of something, you would think. It's not like he's going to stop being a genius at making cartoons or whatever because he whatevered, you know?
I don't know. I think people just like view as fucking kryptonite if it gets out. That's why here's what you do, bro. You get canceled. You get canceled, you make a big fuss. You immediately go on the Joe Rogan podcast. You spend 4 hours talking about libtards. And then you become a stand-up comedian and you go to the mothership and you perform. You're not really funny, but it doesn't matter. And
you hate libtards.
Yeah, and also, you know, fucking...
That's fair.
I mean, when I see a comedian, that's really all I care about.
Makes you laugh every time.
Yeah, like, good. And then someone else comes up and they say things I disagree with, and I'm like, that's not funny. That's kind of serious, though. That's really not funny. You shouldn't say that.
She kind of fucking sucked.
Yeah, something about her comedy is not great. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe feels a bit soft. Remember when we went to the women of comedy in California as a big joke?
As a goof.
Our friends took us to women in comedy night.
Didn't he actually say it was going to be Joe Rogan?
I think he said we're going to see some sick comedians. Oh, it was so fucked. I was for the whole show, I was waiting for the like opening acts to finish, and then the whole thing finished, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
I thought the one at the end was funny. There were a couple that were funny. I'm not gonna be hyperbolic with you and say none of it was funny, but it was.
Why do you hate fun?
Funny.
Why don't you want to bro out with me? Why can't we bro down right now?
Because I appreciated how that lesbian comedian made our buddy feel uncomfortable. And I just want to give it to her.
Is what in what way?
I don't even remember what she said, but it was funny.
Yeah, sounds great, dude.
I just know how it made Scott feel, so that's the part I remember.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just remember a severe sense and pang of disappointment the entire time.
Well, yeah, I mean that it's not
funny. Joe Rogan's not even like
he's not even that funny, but
yeah,
cohort often is. Theo Vaughn and
I'm trying to think.
It's too bad we never got to see a real show at Comedy Mothership either.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's like impossible to if you when all that stuff was still in LA, the couple times I visited, you could just go to the Comedy Store like on a whim the same day and see like Joe Rogan and then like a crazy surprise act like David Spade or something.
Is he funny?
And
I never got him ever.
I mean, like he wasn't the funniest of the night, but he was fine. And it's just kind of cool to see like a huge movie star, you know, in a tiny room.
Isn't it really fucking weird? Like how unfunny most comedians are.
Yeah, it is.
Like, is it just
specials are weird? No.
Is that just down to you know, taste and preference, or is it just genuinely like there are very few really funny comedians?
I think it's both. I think it's I feel like nothing is funny anymore. Really?
Damn, bro.
And it's because no one's allowed. No. And it's because no one's allowed to be funny anymore. So for comedy shows and comedy cartoons that are modern, you have like people writing for them that think they're funny, but in this kind of like modern vanilla completely stifled way that isn't allowed to go anywhere, you know what I mean? And then that kind of like defines what is funny to other people. And then they think it's funny or something. This isn't a fully formed thought, but it seems like all of the unfunny writing that's totally stifled and unable to take any like risks or be offensive at all kind of defines the culture and definition of what we think of as funny. And then you get all these unfunny comedians that kind of run the same gamut getting specials on Netflix.
The thing,
and it's
the way I see, like,
it's like a
some way I see like that come through in cartoons especially, which is kind of interesting to me, and I've encountered it a lot, like even from talking to like producers or whatever. And I want to caveat before saying this, I don't think like offensiveness for the sake of offensiveness is inherently funny. I just think there is often like good comedy to be found in like edgy jokes, right? Obviously. But like the idea of edgy or raunchy or whatever is so fucking weird. People are like, oh yeah, this show's kind of edgy. Like people are pissing and shitting and like they say butt and pussy and, you know, gaping asshole. And you're like, okay, but no one's really offended by that. So is it edgy? Like, that's just like quote unquote adult stuff. You know, kids aren't allowed to say fucking gaping butthole. Therefore, it is, you know, in the same vein as some of the best South Park episodes in terms of like, you know, dancing around that line of okay or not okay, which is where a lot of comedy can be found. But people seem to have like forgotten that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. No, it's like a fucking Big Mouth or whatever, episode one. He sees the basketball team as like a bunch of giant penises, you know?
Yeah, I would have gone totally different direction with that setup.
What do you mean?
I just, you know, my first thought, like, basketball team, whatever, like, my first thought wouldn't be like, oh, do you know what would be a fucking funny joke here? Funny, edgy, offensive joke or whatever. They're all penises. It's like, what does it even mean?
I don't remember. I don't remember what the setup
was. I've never seen it, so.
The feeling was probably like, ooh, that's like, you know, they probably believed that's really edgy, that's memorable, that's interesting, that's really, really funny. Ooh, you can't do that. But it's like, you can, because it isn't really offending anybody. Like, pearl clutching isn't even a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know?
It's like you're saying, it's like, well, are you an adult? Yes, then you're not going to get upset about seeing a cartoon penis.
Yeah.
Except maybe because of how stupid it is.
I mean, yeah, just... Yeah, it is. It's just, it is what it is. I mean, if you look at something like, maybe a good example is, I don't know, it's kind of unfair putting something like South Park up against almost anything else. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
whatever.
South Park these days is kind of lame.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's down to like what they're willing to say or not say, though. I think it's just kind of down to them being old.
Kind of. Did you watch the Panderverse special?
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, and it can be annoying, but I thought that was a particularly egregious case of fence-sitting that was disappointing.
Nothing wrong with a good old fence-sit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we're going to make our millions, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
They just, They undid, like, undid everything that was funny about it, and also undid all of their advertising, you know? That was kind of the bizarre thing, is, like, they walked back all of the statements they made, like, the validity of them, which they also advertised the special with ad nauseum on Twitter, because they knew people would see the truth in those jokes and be like, oh, I have to watch that. You know what I mean? Not, oh, I have to hate watch that, because people don't hate watch South Park. Like,
how did they walk it back? I'm kind of curious. I've seen it, I just don't remember. I do remember the only funny part to me being like the whole section where it's like that montage of Bob Iger falling down the stocks, being like, no, no. And obviously like the whole like, make it fucking gay, make it lame, make it shit, whatever. Like that stuff was funny.
Yeah. Well, it was that. It was every moment, basically, Kathleen Kennedy from Disney is cast as Cartman, dressed up as Kathleen Kennedy, and it's like very funny. The put a chick in it, make her gay and make it lame, or whatever about everything.
Uh-huh.
And it's like those are all the funniest parts of the episodes, and that's also it's moments like that they advertise the special with,
right?
And then the wrap-up of the episode is, no, that's not real Kathleen Kennedy. It's just bigoted Cartman of another variety from another universe. And the truth is actually much more nuanced. And what I guess, like, what she's doing with Disney is actually, like, noble and necessary. And it's just this Cartman version of her that's taken it too far recently or something.
I see. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, that is
weird. And yeah, just kind of like it completely neuters the entire thing. Like, I think you can be nuanced and present both sides, but if you ultimately don't take any side at all, you know what I mean?
Well, I think it's even preferable to, like, from a story perspective or whatever, present, if you're doing something like South Park does, where you are basically doing like two sides of a debate or something, it's preferable to show the nuanced, even, you know, in a funny satirical way, side of both, because they help build each other up in terms of, like, when one eventually triumphs or something, for whatever reason, it feels more like it actually triumphed over something legitimate, as opposed to just like, oh, well, there's no stakes and this doesn't matter because it was never built to matter in the first place.
And I mean, I guess, like, the nuanced version of Kathleen Kennedy is what was meant to win out at the end, but satire-wise, like, what does that even mean? What are we saying with this?
I think what's really funny is...
I'm gonna have to go rewatch it, but pretty disappointed.
I just think it's really funny how South Park, even now in its twilight years, has got the ability to make someone no one knows the name of, like, a household name in one episode. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is Kathleen Kent? I've never, like, heard of her in my life, but now it's like everyone pretends they're like, oh yeah, she's the reason Disney fucking sucks or whatever.
I think it rankled her too. I think there was like a statement or something they made after it.
Yeah, but, I mean
it shouldn't have.
All right, boys and girl, that's been your Cream Crew without the least funny member of the cast. So I hope you guys can recontain yourself after all of those belly laughs and comedy sweats you're currently bathing in.
Hunter is traveling, so it's a little difficult this week, but he'll be back in next week's set of episodes. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for watching.
Take it easy, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.